USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Listen, I think he's going to do what he does best. I mean, he's going to negotiate for the American people.
That's Donald Trump Jr., President Trump's oldest son, on Fox and Friends, reacting to the upcoming meeting between the president and the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Now, this is the second time the two will be sitting down and talking during a summit about nukes.
He's made incredible strides and progress in terms of just eliminating some of this nuclear proliferation, the testing that's been going on, so much stuff. I mean, I'm so sick of watching the experts who've been dealing with North Korea for 60 years. I go, wait a minute, in 60 years, you guys never even got a meeting. You never even got in the room with the boss. He's done that in under 2 years.
To Chicago now, where singer R. Kelly finally posting bail and released from jail. The singer charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse and was being held on a $1 million bond. On Wall Street, the Dow up 60 points, the Nasdaq up 26, and the S&P 500 up 3. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
On Capitol Hill, a bipartisan meeting about the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Families meeting with New York lawmakers like Republican Congressman Pete King, hoping to get a bill which will fund the program for another 7 years. This as more and more people get sick from the 9/11 toxins after terrorists attacked the Twin Towers in New York City 17 and a half years ago. Former Daily Show host Jon Stewart among those fighting in Washington, D.C. for the people still affected by 9/11.
Supporters of a bill that would fund the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund are rallying on Capitol Hill. Also roaming the halls of Congress is former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's been an advocate for 9/11 victims since the beginning. He joins Fox News and says why this is such an important issue and needs to be resolved.
These are men and women who have suffered great illnesses because of their heroic work down on Ground Zero.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
In a developing story this hour, the State Department reports additional sanctions being imposed on Venezuela. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest.
The latest economic sanctions have been imposed against four governors of what the State Department describes as those associated with the illegitimate Maduro regime. Speaking in Bogota, Colombia, Vice President Mike Pence says the economic sanctions will continue.
The United States has imposed sanctions on more than 50 top officials, as well as on Venezuela's state-owned oil company, PDVSA, to stop Maduro's cronies from enriching themselves at the expense of the Venezuelan people.
I'm John Clemens.
A legendary men's college basketball coach speaking out for the first time after being involved in a terrible accident. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Police near Syracuse say the 74-year-old Hall of Famer Jim Boeheim tried to avoid another vehicle that had crashed into an interstate guardrail when he inadvertently struck and killed one of its occupants who was standing beside the vehicle, 51-year-old Jorge Jimenez. After a Syracuse loss to top-ranked Duke on Saturday night, Boeheim said he is truly devastated.
The grief and pain his family is feeling at this time is simply put unimaginable.
Boeheim says he still went ahead and coached the game because he felt a responsibility and obligation to his players. After that accident, he did pass a sobriety test and no charges have been filed against him. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.